Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm just going to pick a random loop and do this Mack Weldon ad, so let's pick Arcade Special Layers. Okay. Mack Weldon, king of all underwear, much better than whatever you got under there. It's the premium men's essential brand. It's gotta get it into your hand. It's got smart design and premium fabrics. That's all the best and you've got to have it. Simple shopping, no one thing. Mack Weldon is the king. Not only do they make socks and shirts look good, but they perform well too. Also underwear, they got the antimicrobial odors getting out of here. Mobile odors leaving the room. Also, I wore them when I was a groom. I wore them at my wedding because they are better than bedding. Feel so good on your bod. Get them now. They don't need mods. They're perfect just the way they are. I wear them whenever I'm flying far, in a plane, on a train, in an automobile. Mack Weldon's got the very best feel. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout. Do-do-do-do-do.
Book the improvised musical podcast. This one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists
of kings.
On the keys. For those of you that have maybe just like wandered, well, no, you couldn't have wandered in. You got searched. You knew where you were.
It was a process.
But we're going to improvise a musical that we've never done before and we'll never, could never possibly do again.
Yes.
That includes everything that Scott plays, everything that we sing, but we don't do it alone because we have a fantastic guest.
Uh-oh, spoiler. It's behind us. And also, it's, let's be honest, the reason you're here.
Yeah.
Give it up for the amazing, the incredible...
listening in your ears and in a podcast later and that don't have the visual.
I had no
element.
Idea what you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, it was weird. I had to explain it.
Yeah.
Rachel is wearing a bunch of robots.
Yeah.
It looks fabulous.
A bunch of robots.
It feels important for them to know. As
I
think
it's good to know the context. Yeah. This is a bunch of robots. I'll be doing a podcast in this accent. I am in an improv 101 class.
Okay, good.
This is the one. Does everyone when in my improv 101 class?
Yeah.
There was this one guy who his only character was Russian mobster.
Oh, well, that's a good one. If you're gonna have one,
but I remember the teacher would be like, "Kevin, you don't always have to be a Russian mobster. You could just be yourself."
What am I supposed to be?
What am I supposed to be? My father doesn't like me. This is the one voice that would make him laugh. Is he Russian? No.
Now, would Kevin also do that when he was like straight manning a scene? Like, "Hello, I am not the unusual thing.
Yes.
Let me help guide your scene with this voice."
You have dicks on forehead.
Whoa, let's continue this for only one more second before we get out of this real inside baseball. But in my 201...
I don't give a shit.
In my 201, we had a British guy, and, like, the teacher, after, like, 4 weeks, had to be like, "You guys, we have to stop making what's funny about the scene that he's British." He would, like, come and be like, hi, I was wondering if I could buy a magazine. And someone would immediately be like, a magazine? And he's like, this is my voice. This is who I am. I'm coming here with personal truth.
When we were doing auditions for my college sketch group, and I was going into my sophomore year, like I was one of the directors, and so I was judging them. My now husband, who at the time was just my friend, or Ooh. Was he? I think we'd already macked, but I was still a virgin. Anyway, okay. There was a British girl, Jenny, who auditioned, who later joined the group, and she did a scene. And then Gregor went, yeah, could you do that again, but like, I talk like normal. And he's like, you know what I mean. Like me, Dan Gregor.
Like Dan me, Gregor. Daniel Gregor.
I'm from Long Island. I can't pronounce Hugh. If you ask my husband to try to say where he's from, which is Hewlett, Long Island, he cannot say Hewlett. He says Hewlett.
Hewlett.
He literally, if you, really? Are you serious? Are you from Hewlett? Oh.
You don't have a microphone. So the people listening to this will never know where you're from.
He's we'll from never Valley Stream. But if you try to get my husband to say Hugh, he literally has to go, heal it. Heal it. It's like a janky My Fair Lady. So I requested, okay, so here's the thing that people need to understand about what's going on with me right
tell
now.
The story.
I already had a panel earlier today. I was a little tired because I was at Disneyland all day yesterday. Mm-hmm, so also I'm a little hoarse because I was screaming my face off on Guardians of the Galaxy.
What a good ride.
It's a great ride.
Great ride.
Great ride. Solid ride with a closed narrative arc unlike Tower of Terror. But that's another story. So I was like, so I was...
I really want to talk more about that though.
Oh, well, let's go back to that. So, I just want to let, I wanna let people know I was craving... something, I wanted to be in a state other than being present. So at first I requested a white wine, but then I was like, I'm tired. So now I requested a coffee. I think I'm going to honestly be mixing coffee and white wine.
Yeah.
You guys may see me shit my pants. Going back to my Tower of Terror assessment really quickly.
Yeah. And please, feel no need to be quick about this.
Yeah.
And also, it's very appropriate because we're in this, like, kind of spooky old Hollywood
and
hotel.
That looks like slowly going up over the last
That's very
15 minutes, and it will drop suddenly at some point during the show.
But it'll be so cool because you'll be able to see the top of the Matterhorn.
Yeah, we're all SoCal kids.
I know,
these jokes
so
are
specific.
Hilarious to us.
I think it's the couches and the like velvet. I do feel more than most.
No,
episodes.
This is the line.
The three of us are having a conversation, and I'm sorry, you are here.
Yeah, this looks like the line for Tower of Terror. Okay, wait. Let me take. Did you grow up with your long pass at Disneyland?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so did I. Did you?
Hell no.
Okay. Right, because you're
went
from Orange
like
County.
Went like once a year, and that was enough.
Okay. So are you not like an amusement park person?
No, I love amusement parks. For me, I think you like scarcity makes it better. Like going once a year like kept it special for me.
You either have to be like that or you go like 9 times. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Okay.
I feel like the people who go 3 times a year, I'm like, what are you playing at?
Sure. Who are you? Choose a lane.
Choose a lane.
Because then you might as well get a year-long pass, which I did last night.
Hell yeah.
Because for the first time in many years. Okay. Tower of Terror. Plot a Tower of Terror ride. You get on Twilight Zone Tower of Terror and they're like, this is a hotel. Lightning struck it in the 20s. There was a group of people on the elevator. Now, it's unrelated to there was a movie Tower of Terror that was made based on the ride that like fleshed out all those characters. But that was like after the fact. So, but there was like a group of people on this elevator when the lightning struck the Hollywood Tower Hotel in the 20s. They all disappeared and they went into the Twilight Zone. Now you're going to ride a freight elevator. Lightning's going to strike. And you also, I guess, are going to find out where they are, but also become ghosts. Here is my issue.
Great.
You're on the Twilight Zone Hollywood Tower of Terror ride.
Mm-hmm.
You're going up. It's a normal elevator ride. You see the ghosts. You get struck by lightning too. You become a ghost. You literally wave in the mirror as your reflection disappears and then you drop. And then the ride ends. So ostensibly, you're dead. They don't tell you why you're not dead. At the end of every other themed or story ride in the history of humanity.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
Don't Doesn't Mr. Toad's Wild Ride end with everyone being literally in hell?
You get hit by a train, you go to hell, the ride ends.
Does the ride end after hell?
Yeah, you get hit by a train, you go to hell, the ride ends.
Mr. Toad doesn't come back and he's like, never mind.
Because he's dead. He's in hell now. Because he got hit by a train.
Those storybook rides have such little real estate that they can do like three tableaus and they decided, let's end on hell. We're not going to beat hell. Let's get them back out on this line.
So I have thoughts on that too.
Yeah.
I like the symbolism of that when you go back out to Disneyland, it's like, welcome to hell. It was your life the whole time. That's actually really poetic.
Yes.
Twilight Zone Tower of Terror says, you're a ghost now, and then thank you for riding. And it's like, wait, what?
Okay, now how do you feel about...
I'm not going to sing on this. I don't want to sing.
I know. I'm trying to feel like a parody of myself that I will deep dive for Disneyland for as long as anyone will let me.
Great. But, let's do it. I don't care. I don't care about these people watching. I cater to an audience all the time. I make a show where it's like, will they like it? Let's check the ratings the next day. What are the reviews? For once in my fucking life, I'm going to perform with no regard for the goddamn people who pay good money to watch.
And that is like... Gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Zach and I might care.
No.
About what you do, because you are our very special guest.
Well,
but
hold on, though.
Okay. No,
truly don't care.
Okay. Now, we have been caring for a while now.
Uh-huh.
Rachel is more successful than us.
True, can't argue with that.
So maybe...
But she also said this is the first moment where she... Okay, but
I see what you're saying. Yes, you're right.
Oh, man.
We cut to an elevator that's about to get struck by lightning.
Just a little girl, and I was just in my first moving picture. And I'm here with my guardian because my mom didn't have the time. This lady comes to set with me and she watches while I finish tapping my dances, then go to the schoolroom. Isn't it great to be a child star?
Hello, my name is Grizza. I wear glasses and a weird hat. I came from Wales and moved here to be a star myself. But that didn't work out, and now I teach little child stars, and I keep locks of their hair in a safe.
Ha ha!
Ha ha, ha ha, indeed. Ha ha.
And my name is Bobby. I run this elevator. I can push the number of the floor you're going to if you tell me now, and if you don't, I'll push it later.
Oh, I think it says our room is on the 13th floor.
13th floor? But there is no 13th floor of this. Oh, wait, yes, there is. Here it is. Oh, push the button. 13th floor. And you? Oh, are you with this child?
Yes, I am the child's guardian.
Oh, you have a bunch of locks of hair in a bag.
No. Those are, keys.
Oh, I have keys, too. They run the elevator.
Adults,
I'm Barnaby.
Fun. We're going up.
We're going up.
And we'll never come down.
Going up.
The other three people on this elevator.
Hello, I'm not Clark Gable.
Not Clark Gable?
For reasons out of our control, I am not Clark Gable. But let's just say I have a pencil mustache, and yes, we'll say if we're able, then my name is Mark Label.
Mr. Mark Label. Matherin Mepburn.
Yes, it's me, Matherin. Matherin Mepburn. The movie that I was in that you might recognize is a tale about Pittsburgh. Do you get that? It's me, Matherin Mepburn.
It's me, an animated mouse. My name is Richard. Richard the Mouse.
Going up, and we're never coming down.
Lightning! Lightning!
Oh no! I think I hear cables snapping at the top of this elevator!
Oh, I'm sure that's not what that is. It's probably just the wind. I don't know.
What are we going to do? I have a convention to get to. Oh, I forgot my accent. What are we going to do? I have a convention to get to. Me, Grizza, with my locks of hair. I mean, my, keys.
And I have a wife to get back to.
Yeah, and I have my whole life ahead of me. Wait, Grizza, what convention are you going to? I thought you were supposed to be my guardian while I go and do that next moving picture.
Listen, when I was in Wales, I told myself that although I would always help other people, that Grizza would always be number one. And kid, now that this elevator seems to maybe be snapping, I think it's time to tell you I was never in this for you.
Oh, wow, that's gonna be hard for me to deal with. Well, it's like my mom was like, hey, I can't come to set with you even though I begged you to be in the movies because, well, I have a hair appointment. And my dad, who is he even? And now here you are. I've really started to connect and attach to you, and you're gonna leave me too. Also, I saw you cut my hair, and I didn't say anything because I thought, Grizza needs this more than I do. Why, I got plenty of curls. She must really need it for something.
I do. I need it for something very deeply in my soul. You see, there's a reason I keep my hair in this tight bun under this weird gray cap all the time.
Excuse us while we move to the corner of this elevator.
Fine by me. I'll just sit here with Matt Brim, Matt Burton, and this animated mouse.
There's a saying about all little girls in Wales. It's a thing you hear in the river and the wind. There's a saying, and they tell you tall tales, but it's true. But it's true, and I'll tell you what it is. All Welsh people have hair that grows from the outside in.
From the outside in.
It makes us heartless. It makes us soulless. Where there should be a heart, there's hair. Where there should be a soul, there's hair. And I've spent my whole life trying to fill the void with hair, with something other than hair. But you see, I have no actual hair on the outside of my body. Point.
From the mouth of babes.
That's a solid point. From the mouth of babes.
But I'm sorry, that can't help your mind. But maybe we can find a solution in time. Because all Welsh people's hair grows in.
Hotel management. Now, listen. I know me, Mr. Jameson Terror, has been running this terror hotel for a very long time. Everyone be quiet.
We can't, boss. We can't, boss. We know what's going on.
yes, there's something happening in the elevator. It's stuck and it's snapping slowly, and it looks like it could snap at any minute, but really, who knows how long it will take to snap.
Okay, but boss, here's the thing that I'm kind of concerned about.
Okay.
Is I went to the top of the shaft, and I was like, let me go take a peep at this and see what's up. It's not like just slowly snapping. It's like glowing blue. It's like glowing blue.
Bruno, weird things happen in this hotel. Okay? Oh,
I know. I ordered a lobster once, and you know what I got instead? Ravioli. And then they said, oh, the lobster's in the ravioli.
Yes, it was lobster ravioli, Bruno.
And I said,
we
you
don't
know,
have lobster on the menu. We have lobster ravioli.
But you know how I am, boss. I only read the first word out of a menu.
I like that in my henchmen. They are kind of literate, and they mostly follow what
oh,
I tell them
to do. Oh, boy, I'm a henchman? I thought I was just a valet.
I mean, yes, you're a valet. You're a valet, and this is an upstanding organization.
Wait a second, boss. If it isn't, you gotta tell me right now.
I definitely... That's a real rule, and I would tell you if that was the case.
Okay.
Anyway.
I have something to say.
Yes, Grumbles.
What about if we got on a cushion?
Grumbles, are you suggesting we put a big cushion at the bottom of the elevator shaft so that when it falls, it just hits a nice springy, bouncy pillow? That's your fix for this scenario?
Solid pitch, Rollo.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea, boss, but, like, just in case that it's just a normal snap situation, but it won't do anything because it's glowing blue. But just in case, I think a cushion's a good idea. You know, we shouldn't say no for, you know, this might be a multi-pronged attack.
Well, listen, the thing I wanted to talk to you about is about the glowing blue thing.
Okay.
The cushion, Grumbles, is a very good idea.
Well,
here's the issue. All of the souls inside of that elevator have been claimed by the lightning.
Whoa.
The four? What the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, how do you know
sure,
that?
Sure, that's going to need a little bit of an explanation.
Yeah, if you could.
Years and years ago when my father built this hotel. Actually, he didn't build it, nor did his grandfather. But his grandfather before him had a little building on this very spot. But there was a problem. And the problem was this. The weather in this area is just too bad. No one would stay here because the mood would be drab and sad. And so my great-great-great-grandfather hatched a plot, a scheme, a plot. He made a bargain with the lightning god. He said, I will give you the souls of 8 people here each year. And in return for their souls, your guests will have nothing to fear. The stay at this hotel or whatever you want will be so very nice. And all you have to do is make a lightning sacrifice. And so every year, like clockwork, the lightning claims its victims. It could be anyone from anywhere in the world. It just randomly picks them. But if you're in the elevator when lightning covers the room, that's a lightning god sacrifice, and you're totally doomed. And also my hotel can have nice weather. Nice weather.
What you are saying, and I know it's true, cause why bother? I can't believe the reason LA has nice weather is because of a great-great-grandfather. And now with this lightning, you explained its trickity trick. But what are we to do? The elevator only has 6.
Well, we need to get 2 more people.
No, wait, boss.
Into that elevator.
Grumbles, run!
That's why I called this meeting.
No!
The doors are locked, and so is the dumbwaiter. Also, don't get in the dumbwaiter. It's small and you'll definitely die. Although, I honestly appreciate the impulse to try.
Grumbles, get in the dumbwaiter with me.
I need both of you.
Not on this toilet.
We don't want to go.
I need you.
No, this is outside my job description.
I need you too.
assigned to other people. So go through the hotel. Find two people that no one will miss. I'll look too. And don't go back and look at that glowing blue box. It's a lightning god, and it's very vengeful.
Hey, Mom, can I talk to you?
Yeah, sure, honey. What's up?
Okay, so, like, it's that time of year where, like, I go back from my sacrifice and I take my souls. But it's just, like, you know, just, like, not that into it this year.
Oh, God. I mean, this happened to me when I was a teenager. Listen.
Really?
I'm a hurricane.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think I always like being a hurricane?
I don't know. We've never talked about this.
Well, maybe we should. Look, we're waspy, okay? Yeah. We don't talk in this weather family.
I know.
And
I'm home, and I'm fine. My day was fine, and it's fine.
Okay.
I'm home, and I'm fine.
Oh, boy, being married to Thunder's hard.
Hey! I'm gonna go take a nap. This is my normal volume of my voice.
Sure, honey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, darling, I didn't see you there. You
had
to talk with your mother?
Yes, well, I don't know. Have you ever not wanted to be Thunder because...
Every day.
Wait.
What?
You don't want to be Thunder?
Yeah, we don't talk about that in this family. Everyone's sad. We all push it down. We bury it. We're waspy.
It's what we've always said about Lightning. She's a special child. She's different. She wants us to talk about the things we don't talk about.
What are we supposed to do? Send her to a weather Montessori school?
I've already had all my formal education. It'd be kind of like a backslide.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I'd be like a boy, oh boy, a Billy Madison situation.
What's a Billy Madison?
I have a lot of time on my hands. There's not a lot of lightning. What if lightning doesn't want to strike twice? What if lightning would prefer to be nice? What if lightning doesn't want to turn you into powder? What if lightning would prefer to eat clam chowder? I don't know, but it's hard being lightning. I don't know, but it's a little bit frightening that
I don't know
who I am if I'm not stealing souls. Is there a part of me? Do I have more personality? Who am I if I don't send people to their doom? Like, do I have interests of my own? Passions that I can find alone?
Honey, I don't wanna answer. Go up to your room.
No, come on, Mom, please.
I don't want to destroy sometimes. Okay, okay, okay. I don't wanna be the wind sometimes. Okay,
capiche?
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have to, because that's what life is. You do the things you're asked, and you don't complain.
Do you think I enjoy upsetting every dog? Like literally every dog on planet Earth. Do you think when I come home, after I've upset every dog, that makes me feel good about my work? Things like this in this family, but maybe facing it is exactly what you need. If you need to go down there and see what else you could be, then that's okay with me, as long as it doesn't start a fight with you, my wife.
This counseling is really helping us. Thank you for checking with me, and I acknowledge your feelings in this situation.
Dr. Hale does great work.
Thank you for this really great modeling.
Go down there, see what else lightning can be.
Go to the eye of the storm inside you.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. I will strike again. But only when I know.
HuffBook is brought to you in part by The Real Real, where you can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. Ooh, we're talking Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, hundreds more, 90% off retail. They got new stuff coming in every day. They employ a bunch of very, very smart scientists with titles I frankly don't understand who are making sure that everything is real for The Real Real and authenticated so that your money's going where you think it's going, not to some person making fake stuff. It's going to people making real, real stuff. You can shop online. They got stores in Soho and West Hollywood. They got consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. And new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Their website is super easy to use. It's got basically everything you have dreamed of and things that you haven't dreamed of yet. So go check it out. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com. Promo code REAL for 20% off select items. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Resolve to rest this new year because your sleep is bad. Get better sleep on a Lisa mattress. Guys, I've talked about it before. I love this mattress. They've designed the best mattress with scientists and 30 years of experience and hundreds of hours of testing to design a perfect mattress, a godlike mattress for all body shapes and sleeping styles. On top of that, they're just a good company. For every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one. They've donated 31,000 and counting. They work together with the Arbor Day Foundation to plant a tree for every mattress they sell. I sleep on one every night. My back has never felt better, and my back wants to feel bad. I have to do things to convince it to not feel bad, and one of those things is a Lisa mattress. If you're sleeping on one of those old school mattresses, it was basically designed by woolly mammoths. Nothing against them, it's just they're not good engineers. To start 2019 off well rested, get $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook at checkout. That's LEESA.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
I feel like we've been playing a lot of fun games in this elevator to pass the time.
Yeah, one more. Okay. Never have I ever...
Oh, Richard, you old mouse.
Just to clarify, when you say this, it's something you have never done, right?
You brought it up.
I know, I just want to make sure I got the rules
right. Well, you can actually play either version of the game.
Okay. Excuse me, is there a furry paw up my pants?
Oh, Richard, I thought you had to get home to your wife.
Never have I ever been faithful to my wife. I'm sorry, but it's just so hard, you know?
You don't have to tell me about being a rapscallion. You think Mark Label doesn't get around town?
We're just, you and I are just peas in a pod, you and me. I feel like maybe Mathrin met Burn too.
I was trying to get in there, but I didn't know how.
Well, just tell us what's something you've never, ever, have you ever, ever done?
I've never met Burn. I've never not had the clap, am I right?
For all three of us, I assume.
I'm so sick.
The three of us were a round of applause. So much of the clap. I'd like to give you two a standing O. I'd like to give you two a standing O. Never have I ever wanted to put on a show so that I could give you a standing O.
I'd like to give you a round of applause. I'd like to give you two a round of applause. I got gonorrhea coming out of my claws. I'd like to give you two a round of applause.
And I'd like to give you an itchy crotch. I'd like to give you an itchy crotch. I'm an actor, I'm not good with innuendo, but I'd like to give you a crotch that itches.
STDs on the A-list.
On the A-list.
STDs
on the A-list.
I was in a bar a couple hours ago. I saw a little duck who you probably know.
Sure.
We're not really very good friends, but oh boy, did we have sex. What is your best friend's wife? I say best friend. Donald is kind of prickly, but I feel like we have a connection right now. I'm just feeling a little guilt about it. The moral of the story is, oh boy, do I have chlamydia.
Yeah, for sure. like Richard. You know, you have a co-star, you become close. Next thing you know, you got itchy crotches. It's the tale as old as time.
I was on the set of The Gizzard of Paws. The Gizzard of Paws. The Gizzard of Paws. And there was this chick painted green, and it was like, you look like my sick and dead mom. So I was on the set of Gizzard of Oz, and I grabbed her by the witch's hat. Like you do when you're on the A-list. And we also had sex.
Sure. And I was on the set of Gone with the Wind. I know you know the story, but before I have to begin, they kicked me out because I wasn't in that film. But as I was walking out and say, you know, I'm sorry, please, did I what? I turn around and I fell to my knees. Because you know, I know, I had to give Clark Gable a real quick blow.
And I was on a steamboat. At the time I was black and white. I peeled a bunch of potatoes. Everything was going all right. And then I had sex with potatoes.
Oh, Richard, now we know why you always wear those gloves. To keep your hands soft for fingering.
To keep my hands soft for fingering a bunch of... fingerling potatoes.
I wanna give you an STD. Oh, stars.
Talking
dirty.
And I've been a child here the whole time.
I'm sorry, you'd like... I'm not sure. I've never had someone so sparkly try to check into this hotel before.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to, like, check into this hotel and, like, just kind of, like, talk and see what was up.
Okay. And you have a reservation? Oh, what's the name?
Lightning God? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Wait a minute. Oh, Elizabeth, yes, we've been expecting you, Elizabeth.
Wow, I can't believe that worked.
Sorry, you said something earlier that made me think, like, whoa.
Oh.
But I've already forgotten what it was.
Oh, yes. I said Lightning God.
What do you know?
Oh.
How much do you know?
I don't know. Nothing.
I have an elevator I think I need you to see if you know too much. Unless you're Elizabeth Taylor, in which case, I'd like to take you to the nautical suite.
Ooh. Well, let's say I'm Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, then come, follow me. Grumbles! Bruce!
Yeah, what is it?
I need you to take Miss Taylor to the nautical suite.
Holy macaroni!
Oh, it's Elizabeth Taylor, that woman who's going to be famous in like 30 years.
Yes, take Miss Taylor to the room, the nautical suite, and don't take her to the elevator.
But boss, we haven't found any souls yet.
Because
it's kind of a slow day. I think, like, not that many people check in on a Wednesday, so it's been kind of tough. Me and Grumbles, we've gone to the pool. We've gone to the smoking lounge. We've gone to the porch, that was back in my house. I was like, well, we might as well try.
You went home in the middle of the day? Did you clock out before you went to your porch in the middle of the day?
I was still trying to find souls like you asked.
Okay, well, in that case...
I went to the vet.
Maybe,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more places.
Okay. Maybe. They're ready if you want. Them.
Okay, maybe five more places you checked.
Okay, I went to the buffet.
One.
I went to the kitchen.
Two.
I went to the laundry room.
Omelette bar.
What's that?
Omelette bar.
We went specifically to the omelette bar at the buffet. And I also just went to the second floor and hung out for a second.
Okay, well, I need you to take Miss Taylor to the... Oh, she's gone. Okay, I don't know where she went.
There are char marks on the carpet.
There are tire marks on the carpet.
Char marks.
Char marks.
Oh, there are tire marks on the carpet over there.
I know, it's like, I don't understand why I can't understand what you say. It's like, it's clear as day. It's like a ding-dong crystal bell.
Honestly, it doesn't make me feel good when you talk about me that way as your boss. But you're right, my ears are bad.
Yeah, he's saying there's char marks, and I guess, like, Elizabeth Taylor must have, I don't know, walked in a fireplace or something. And it's like, wow, who knows if you, the carpet's, like, singed. Like she was burning as she walked.
Yeah, that's what would make char marks, Bruce.
Yeah, no, I know.
Please don't fight.
Thank you, Grumbles. You always were the peacekeeper between us.
No, I'm child of divorce.
Listen, I just want to make sure that we have enough people so that the sacrifice goes off so we can have good weather at this hotel so people can still not go to the pool on a Wednesday, I guess.
Wait, boss, have you ever thought about something?
Yes.
Okay, let me get a lot more specific.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about what I'm about to say now? Which will happen as I say it.
Boss, I feel like maybe people in LA are tired of it always being like between 74 and 88 degrees and sunny.
False.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because me, I could speak for myself. It really makes time march on without any marked distinctions, and I feel like it makes life kind of pass by in more of a blur.
We have seasons here. Sometimes the leaves are darker. Sometimes they're darker and they fall off the tree. I wouldn't call them fall colors per se, but they're definitely a little darker.
Yeah, no, things die because there's no rain. And maybe that's because of this pact that you made, your family made, so many years ago. And maybe LA could, you know, use a little mixing up, a little drizzle.
You're saying I should defy the lightning god and only send 6 people to their death this year?
I was saying maybe we'd stop the whole thing and just let L.A. be a regular biome.
I'm honestly not sure if that's in my power at this point.
Well, we could try.
Yes, I understood that because I listened to you and I care about you. Yes, I guess we could try. What would it be like? Weather in LA.
Weather in LA.
Ooh, very good
grounds.
What would it be like to not just have sunny days?
Just have sunny days.
Very good grounds.
Like maybe at night sometimes it could be 50 degrees. And that's what it would be like to have real weather in LA. I understand now. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like, maybe we would appreciate the sun if sometimes the sun wasn't there.
Like nighttime.
Maybe right. We could have dreamed it at the swimming pools. And at the swimming pools. Not all year.
Good point.
And maybe a little cloud cover would make us snuggle at home. And that would make the time pass a little slower. And like we would.
Who I now strongly suspect is the person that said they were that other person, Elizabeth Taylor. Took me a second to remember her name.
And probably the person who, like, made it fiery.
Left all these tire marks on
Char
the tire.
Marks.
Yeah. Char marks!
Char marks. Charizard, that's right. Anyway, so we have to find her and get her to somehow call off this elevator curse.
Yeah. That's right.
It's so quiet without lightning here.
Well, reminds me of the old days.
Yeah, back when it was just a bunch of wind and thunder and... I have a question.
Okay.
Well, I'm thunder.
Yeah.
The sound that happens when lightning hits the ground.
Yeah?
But I'm lightning's father.
Yeah?
I just love the kid so much. It's not a question. I just love her so much, and I want to make sure we're doing right by her, you know?
Oh, a knock at the door.
A knock at the door.
Sorry, I know that you were starting a thought, but no, there was a knock at the door.
No, truly couldn't have been less important. Let's open it.
Hello! It's me! Don't you remember me? Your sworn enemy.
Oh, no.
The guardian of the galaxy.
Oh, yes, the guardian of the galaxy.
I...
Dale. Dale, what do you want? I'm having a nice talk with my wife.
Well, as you know, I've been trying to get in on your bag and take over what you're doing.
Guardian of the galaxy, that hotel has been under a curse for our family forever. I can say with 100% certainty, you will never, never, ever have a hotel all of your own, and you certainly won't take one away from me.
What about if I was there?
Ah, it's you, my other sworn enemy.
A raccoon.
A raccoon with a big old gun. Gun raccoon.
That's right.
Oh, gun raccoon, you're the worst of all. When I moved into this neighborhood with me and my wife, we thought it would be nice to place to raise a bolt of lightning, send it to a public school. Montessori's too expensive.
But then we came here with our rock and roll music.
Who's that? Your friend over there? I am Tree. It me, I'm Tree. All of you, get out. You are not invited to me and my wife's house.
Listen, Thunder. We're taking that hotel. It's ours. And I got a lot of little things I'm going to do to make it happen.
I hate the teamwork that you all use together. Uh-huh. You're such a motley crew of people that seemingly wouldn't get along. And yet, you find a way.
And you know what the biggest difference between us and you is?
I am Tree.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
We talk.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
We talk.
We're not afraid to cry in front of each other or even to share a tissue. The difference between us and you is we talk about our issues. That's why your family will fall apart like this tree who might shed his bark. Because everything that you say will die if you can't get rid of your pride. And you talk about your family while we are a team. You are sitting here silent, but we're living the dream. And every day we're taking over that tower and tower, because you know teamwork is the ultimate power.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
Not like you.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
It me, I'm Tree. We're not afraid to share a tissue, which is gross, but we do it anyway.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
Tree. It me, I'm Tree. Tree, it me, Tree. Tree, it me. How can you even see? It's me, I'm a tree. 1, 2, 3, I'm a tree. I'm here, Joe Ray, me, Tree. Can you even see this tree? Me to infinity, me, Tree. Not thou or thee, not your friends Lewis and Lee. It's just me, it me, I am Tree.
And we got Dale.
Dale.
He's the leader. We got Dale.
Tell him, Dale.
Hey.
All right.
Hey Dale.
Motherfucker.
Hey. I lost a lot of weight. Hey.
Dale's looking fit.
Hey.
Dale looks legit.
Hey. I'm dating a Schwarzenegger.
Dale.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
We talk.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
I guard the galaxy. It's hard.
We talk about things when we have an issue.
Cause every day I tell my friends that if they were to leave, I say, yo, I would miss you.
Quick shout out to the other two members of our crew, Green Lady and Strong Man. What up? We guard this galaxy.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Guys, everyone be quiet. Everyone stop playing this fun game. I think I hear someone outside the elevator.
I don't wanna kill these people.
Oh, weird. Excuse me, it's me, Barnaby. I run this elevator and it seems to be stuck. Are you outside? Could you pry open the doors, please?
Me? Yeah, I probably could.
All right, this is the 8th floor, which I'm sorry isn't the 13th floor, but it's kind of where we are, so everybody off before we die, please.
Okay.
Chris, are you ready to take the stairs, you and me, just like we're going to take on life?
Jump on my back.
Really? You mean it?
Yes.
I've been asking you for a piggyback for days.
I've transformed.
Hey, Mark Mabel, jump on my back. We'll have a great time.
Oh, you know it, Richard.
Barnaby, want to jump on my back?
Miss Mepburn, I would be honored. I guess elevators really do bring out the best in people.
They always say that.
People used to laugh at me on the street when I said I want to be an elevator attendant, because that's where people learn and grow, and that's where I hope someday I'll meet my soulmate.
Wow. That's
too,
really specific.
Too much, too fast?
No, that's really specific, and I have to say, I've been a skanky movie star for like 60 years now, and I never thought that I'd find true love.
Well, I'm so glad you found it, and it seems like we're not the only ones.
Love this feeling. Holy moly. Oh my. Oh, oh my gosh.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. No, I'm lightning.
What?
I like am the lightning god. And I just like, this is so much to hold inside. It's like kind of sparking out of me.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll try to get just, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I think this is what I can do as lightning.
What?
I can just like make people fall in love.
Whoa.
I can just go around being like, you two. You two. But only for a little bit, because you two. And you two. And you never would have thought it, but I you at the right time.
Sure. I mean, you could be some kind of
franchise.
Just a spark.
Yes.
A spark is a great thing for lightning to epitomize.
Yeah.
That's great, and as an elevator operator, I can say there's quite a few people in this hotel who could probably use a little bit of you right now, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, Grumbles and Bruce, my two
Zero.
Friends who work
Zero.
With me.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
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 Oh, Grumbles?
Janet and Bruce, Laura?
I've always thought there was a reason I understood every word you said.
I saw the answer, I said, I don't love you,
their boss and also friend. Grumbles is in love and would like his partner to give him head.
Yep, I know I got it because I always hear what you're saying. I always hear what you say. You're the only variety I found in L.A. And as the days were sunny,
with anyone else to let them theme this building, no matter who they are. Oops, someone's at the front door.
Yeah, I broke in!
Give me, I'm free!
Yeah, I can pick any lock, and I can shimmy through your air duct. I opened many doors, even though I only needed to open one.
Wait a minute, say that one more time.
I opened many doors, even though I only needed to open one.
Open many doors, even though you only need to open one. A hotel has many doors. All of you should work at this hotel. That means Gun Raccoon, Green Lady, Strong Man and Dale, and also Tree. Live here without fail.
The deal we want either.
Oh, no.
We are the good guys. We just have a lot of cocky bravado. It makes us charming, we think.
It gives us commercial appeal.
It sure does. When I watch y'all hanging out, it feels like I'm watching my buds.
Yeah, just a conversation where we don't care if there are
before. before we are a podcast, so you can go listen to 70 more of something like that, including a different one with Rachel.
It's
an amazing episode.
It's called Reborn in the Fire. It's great. Thank you, Rachel, so much
for having me.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are brilliant as usual.
Y'all have been fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, content! Thank you one more time to The Real Real for supporting the show. The Real Real, where you can own luxury, iconic items at unreal values. The Real Real is the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at 90% off retail. Everything's authenticated. It's all real. Real Real. And the experts tell you so. And new stuff is coming in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL.